by everything that she's ever desired in your holy will right now. In the name of Jesus, we call it done, and we command every unclean spirit to be bound and to loose its hold and go back to the pits of hell from which it come from. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Sister, God bless you. I don't know if you can make it to Carfax, but I have Bible class tonight. I'm teaching and preaching on this. You want to know more and be free. Amen. You're welcome to come. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling. I got one more caller. One more caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on there. Hello?
Yeah, hello. I'm calling for my daughter.
All right. Glory to God. You want to take that stand, brother, and I'm going to take it with you. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. I want to take that stand with you because you're a young man, and the enemy don't want you to have sound directions. It is God's will that you and your family be together. And you see, that's what he come to do. He come to separate families because that's an emissary in the midst. I want the love of God, and I pray the love of God upon you. I pray God will give you a clear mindset to be able to be the man that you desire, not only to be, but what God wants you to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless him to be a provider. Bless him to be that husband and a father to his children. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I want you to open doors. He is not weak. I want you to know you're not weak. The devil is trying to say that you're weak, but you're not weak. You're strong. You just need guidance. You need to be embraced. Amen. Praise the Lord. By a good, amen, another good man that loved God. You need to be embraced by the spiritual things of God because the greatness of God has to come out of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Through God's word. And God, I want you to anoint him. I want you to give him a mind, God, to break through, Lord God, and to follow that which is righteous, that he may be healed, delivered, and made whole, that his family may prosper, that his children may have a role model. Say, my dad is a godly man, and he loved God. Amen. Praise God. And this is where I get my holiness and my righteousness from, because I believe, God, that every assignment of the devil would be broken out of your life and that you would be a spiritual giant. In Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen. What you calling me from, brother?
I'm calling from Alexandria.
Alexandria. Amen. You know what? I wish you could come and visit me sometime in Carfax, man. I just would love to minister to you and to get in that word of God with you. Look, I got to get off this air. My time is up. God bless you.
All right, God bless you.
All right. oh, my God. Bishop Davidville, Sr., until next Wednesday, you be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
God has a plan to restore you, for you to recover. Amen. Our main text for recovery come out of 1 Samuel chapter 30, When David and his mighty men returned to Ziklag, they found tragedy. So you can see that victory came out of tragedy. The Amalekites had invaded Ziklag, burned it with fire, and took all the women and children captive. David and his mighty men were brokenhearted, greatly distressed, grieved, angry, and discouraged. They cried until they had no more strength to cry. Have you ever been there? Oh, I'm going to tell you, they had a tragedy that came, but God had a plan of recovery. So it doesn't matter what happens in your life, no matter how bad things might seem to appear, God has a way to recover all for you to get back what you've lost. Amen? Those men were so downtrodden and downhearted and depressed that they wanted to stone David. But David did the right thing. What did he do? He sought God for the plan. Shall I pursue and shall I overtake them? He had two questions for God. Do I need to go after them? You know, he didn't just make up his own mind what he was going to do. He sought God and said, God, do I need to go after them? And I want to know, if I go after them, am I going to overtake them? And God said, pursue. For thou shalt surely, without fail, recover all. And David got 600 men, and they wasn't all holy. They wasn't all servants of God, but they loved David. 600 men went after him, went after a whole army, a multitude. And they got to a brook, and 200 was too weak to go on and had to stay behind. So he took 400 men. And I'm going to tell you, he discomfited the Amalekites. That means something bad happened to them. They should have never messed with David. And you know what they were doing with the spoil? They was rejoicing. They found them in the valley rejoicing over the great spoil that they had taken. And they didn't know that that was their last time rejoicing. And David recovered all, twice it says, and he recovered all. They didn't lose one thing because David sought God for a recovery plan. And they got it all back. And then David came back not only with all the stuff that he had lost and that they had lost, but with all the stuff that they had got from all their other conquests. And then David began to give gifts to all his friends and started to bless people with the spoil. Amen. God has a plan of recovery, but you got to seek him for it. And you got to ask him for the plan, receive the plan by faith, and receive the wisdom to implement it. Amen. There's a plan of restoration, Joel 2:25, where the Bible says, God says, I will restore to you the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm have eaten. This promise had a direct correlation to the restoration of abundant financial, material and physical blessing. In other words, if you read that whole story in context, God is saying, return to me. He said, if you'll come back to me, he said, I will restore everything you lost in your former disobedience. He said, if you'll get back right with me, if you'll return, if you'll reconcile your relationship with me, if you'll come back into favor, if you'll humble yourself and repent and turn from your wicked ways and come back to me, he says, I'll restore the years that you lost while you was out there acting a fool. Glory to God. God said, I can restore it. Another place said, I'll restore your health. The Bible talks about restoration of joy. You can have anything that God's blessed you with be restored to you. Your joy, your zeal, your power. Glory to God. This is a time of restoration. Restoration of your dream, of your vision. Hallelujah. Don't give up on your dream or your vision just because it looks like it's never going to happen or it's not going to come to pass. I'm going to tell you, don't quit and don't give up. You just keep on pressing into God. Amen. God will restore or increase you. He'll make you bigger and better. Amen. He'll bless you with more. He'll restore your health. Hallelujah. God will give you opportunities for increase. This is how the restoration comes. He begins to open a door for you. He begins to give you an instruction. He begins to put you in the right relationship with somebody. And you can be restored. You can have your health restored. How many of you believe in God for restoration of your health? Amen. The word restore means to bring back to a former state. Amen. To a time when you was healthy. God said, I'll bring you back. And we see that Jesus brought restoration even to a man that had a withered hand. His hand was withered. And Jesus said, stretch out your hand. Gave him an instruction. And when he acted, he didn't say, Lord, my hand is withered. I can't stretch it out. I'm going to tell you, when he moved that little pinky, if he made any type of effort at all to obey that instruction, I'm going to tell you the power of God's released when you move out on that instruction. The power and the grace and the favor and the anointing, everything you need is released in your life. The moment you move out on that instruction, it's already a done deal. And the Bible says, and he stretched it out and it was restored whole like the other one. It was restored, brought back to its former state. Jesus laid hands on a blind man. Say, what do you see? He said, I see men like trees. Then he took him outside the city. I don't know why he did that, but I'll guarantee you that he had an instruction from the Holy Ghost that said, go outside the city. And Jesus just obeyed. And he put his hands on him again, prayed again. He said, what do you see now? He said, I see everything clear now. And the Bible says that his sight was restored. God can restore your sight. He can restore your health. Things that used to didn't work or stop working, he can make them work again. Hallelujah. We saw this while I was preaching this several months ago with Sister Blade, whose knees wasn't working right. And what happened? God said, tell her I'm going to do a suddenly for her. And he did one right on the spot, restored her knees to their former state. I'm not talking pie in the sky to you. It's been happening among us already. I had somebody tell me that they wrote a number on a piece of paper of what they was believing God for, to want to recover something, to extract something from a property that they owned. And they say, Lord, I want this much right here. This is what I want to earn. This is what I want right here. This right here. This is what I want out of this property. Wrote it down. And when they sold that property, got the exact amount to the penny. So that's my next instruction to you. Write down what you expect. You write down what you expect to recover, what you expect to be restored, and relationships you expect to have reconciled. Now, I'm not telling you to fight over relationships that God haven't ordained. There are some people you need to separate yourself from. The Bible says, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. There's some people that you don't need to be in close quarters with if they're not living right. But if there are relationships in your life that you know that God put them there, like your husband or wife, relationships like with your children, it ain't God's will for your family to be broken pieces, to be splintered all up. That ain't God's will. You fight for those relationships. You fight for your marriage. Now, I know sometimes in marriage people have a will and sometimes people do things that give you legal grounds and scriptural grounds for a divorce. And I think you just need to seek God for his plan for your life in situations like that. But if you're in a relationship and both of you are committed to making it work and there's no infidelity there, you need to fight for it. And ask God to give you a plan to reconcile. and to make your marriage stronger, or to strengthen the relationships with your friends or your family members that are critical to your destiny. Amen. Write it down.